Hello?
Hello, hey, how are you? This is David.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. How's your weekend?
Oh, good you called. Oh, not bad. It's okay. It was good. How
Okay.
was yours?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, good. I look at the website you send me, and then I was thinking if we can discuss some of the things if you have time.
Yeah.
Or because, yeah, and we can go farther. Do you have time to open it, or how do
Yeah.
we gonna work on it?
I'm
Okay,
just
let's.
in front of your website.
Okay. Let me see. Is there any new change? You want to send me a new link, or what do we do?
You can use the same link and you can just press the Control Shift R to see the latest update.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see it. I noticed, well, after we spoke, I called you back right away because I didn't see the privacy policies being posted already. I haven't seen that part.
It's
And
in the
I called.
footer. It's in the footer.
Yeah, but yeah,
Like,
I went down and I went down and click, but I couldn't be able to see it. That's why I was calling you back. And
I feel
let me
like
go
that was a
open
previous
that.
call.
No, yeah, maybe, but I just called you right away, right after I saw it. But I guess you're busy. You didn't answer me.
I texted you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you? I didn't see any. Okay, right now I'm in the on the page, so I'm in the home page right now. So if we can be able to go, and then you can be able to make a note. So that
I
way,
am.
maybe you can be able to finish. Yeah, okay. From that home page, when you go down, where it says Ethiopian Gonder Bahal Kamis and the kids, the two kids, you know where it says every Tuesday and deal of the day. Last time I spoke to you, like a while ago, I don't know, 2 months ago, I said that needs to be removed and it's still there.
Just give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that, right? Okay, so it should be just Ethiopian Gonder Bahal Kamis only. So let's move the deal of Thursday or every Tuesday or Discover Now, whatever it is, should be removed.
Discover now should be removed
And
too.
yeah, I mean, I don't know what's the point of having that. I mean,
Like
you
what's
can leave it, but that looks like when you have arrow and then you can be able to open, but when you click that, we're not seeing anything. So keeping that
Yeah.
word, you see how the arrow?
Yeah,
That looks like if you,
when we click on like Ethio Gonder Bahul Kamis, so once your website is developed, so whenever someone clicks on this, so it takes a person to this particular product directly.
Yeah, but when you click on Discover, I'm not seeing it takes you there.
Yeah, this is what
Maybe
I'm
when it's
saying.
alive?
This is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Once we are done with the
Okay.
changes, then your website will go under the development phase. Once the website
Okay.
developed, then you will be seeing the functions on each page, on each click.
Okay, so Discover Now can stay, right?
Yeah,
Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
yeah.
Okay, then every Tuesday and then deal of the day should be removed from there, one. And then let's go down. And you know how when you go all the way down and you pass the what do you call that? The modern Ethiopian woman, go scroll down and where you see all item, 52 item, all 52 items is it's because, I mean, you can click and then you go like to see more video. You don't see anything. So that should be removed, right? The 52 item.
52 items will be removed, or all items 52 will be removed, or just the 52 items?
I mean, even if we said all items, like I said, is this going to be developed like more video to show, or is this going to just stay there like that? If it's just to stay.
Like once the website's developed, when someone clicks on all items or the pictures, it takes a person to the product page.
Okay, if that's the case, we can leave it. But if not, should be removed. Because for now, when I click, I don't see any activity.
For
that's
now,
why.
It's not redirected to the page.
Okay, okay. So let's scroll a little bit more where the T-shirt is. And then when you go to the T-shirt, first of all, the T-shirt should be $25.99, not $50.
Okay. Just give me a quick moment.
Okay.
$25.99, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's $50 right now. Okay, so I noticed you have the three T-shirts, and then next to that you have Ethiopian Mudai. So I rather have one of the blue shirts there instead of the accessory. You know what I mean? Because you do have... Okay, you have the three shirts. And then next to that, do you see the Ethiopian Mudai, $15? That should be the T-shirt. Just put the T-shirt, like you can do the blue color right there. You do have the blue color, so please put the blue color with the other design we have.
Okay.
And
just
remove
give me
that.
A quick moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then after that, when you click, hold on 1 second, give me a second. I mean, scroll one more down and you will see the accessories where it says Ethiopian handmade agalgo.
You can just give me a quick moment.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Next to the T-shirt, if you scroll a little bit down next to that, you will see the accessories where it says Mudai, Agalgal, or so-and-so. You see that?
Mudai.
Next to the T-shirt, like if you scroll a little bit, like the next one, it says Ethiopian handmade Agalgal, $79.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see how double says? You have another Ethiopian. The second one is the same thing.
Best skirts.
So we need to remove either or.
Okay.
Because it's the same item.
Okay.
And instead... From the accessory section, you can put one of the item where it says Mesob, the different shape of the handmade.
Can you please come again?
You remove one of this because it's two face, the same face, and then in that spot, you can put one of the accessory where it says Mesob, M-O, S or B from the other section, you can replace that picture here.
Can you please spell me again?
Oh, okay. Let me just go ahead and... If you click an accessory, we can be able to see it, what I'm talking about. Can you go to accessory?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. see the first page the way it is, this should be in that one. Like you can put the one of the says MOSOB, MOSOB. You can put that one there when you remove the double text on the home page. Okay. Now let's go back to home page.
Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're done with this page. Is that what it is? So we're going to add the t-shirt where the t-shirt is and remove the agile girl. And then you're going to remove the double face of the this one, and then you're going to put the muscle in there. So we're done with this page, I believe, right? Okay. And then let's go.
Can you please provide me your number so I can replace... with this
what do you mean
number?
A number?
Like the number which you would like to place on your website to...
Oh, the phone number?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm going to use the same number I have, but I can change it anytime, right? Because I'm going to take out another business phone number because I don't want to use the same number. But for the time being, you can put this number. So 323...
can you please get
for me?
Yeah, 323...
840...
840
6204.
Okay. 323 6204. Yeah, 323 840 6204, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the email address we already create, isn't it? The ETTA collection that
didn't
I send you?
Can you please confirm me again?
I'm going to, let me just double check and let me send you the right one I'm just going to use for that because I thought I send you the Gmail account. Let me see. Since
info,
we are using a different...
info@ethiopiacollection.com, right? Okay.
Well, that's the website, but the email, if they want to contact me, We can use the email I'm using for that. Let me just give you the... I thought I already gave it to you. No, I don't. Hold on. Where is it? Okay, ETI collection@gmail.com.
Can you please send me on email or text?
Sure, I'll do that. I'll text you while we're talking, so I want to make sure you got it. Okay.
Why don't you, like, go for a business one?
Huh?
Why don't
like
you, like,
what?
Go for a business email, like info@etiatcollection.com?
Okay, let's do it. Let's create it because this is the one I gave Amazon, but we can change it. Tell me what. Tell me how what.
Let me just confirm.
Do you remember it was... Okay. So text me and then let me see it.
Sure. The ETITEDI collection info at... Let me just tell you. Just give me a quick moment.
Okay.
So your business email would be info@ethiacollection.com.
So info, right?
Yeah.
Info at ethiacollection.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can use sales@ethiacollection.com as well.
ETIT collection?
sales@ETITIE collection.com, or you can use support@ETITIE collection.com as well.
Let's just use info.
Okay.
If you want to write it down. So this needs to change on the Amazon website then?
No. Like, this is just for the responses. Like, if your customer
needs... for the clients. Yeah, the customers need. Yeah, okay. So it's okay. All right.
Yeah.
So let's use this one. info@ethiacollection.com. But I need to create it on my side, right?
No. We can go ahead and create it.
No, I have to create it because I need a password on it, right?
So we will be giving you the login ID and password, and once you get it from us, then you can just change it.
Change it?
Yeah.
Okay, then send me that, not to forget today.
Mm-hmm.
Send me that too. Okay. So in this page we're done, let me see if I want to see here. Oh, when you go to in the kids, in the kids collection, let's go to category and also before I forgot, you know, you have two women Ethiopian traditional clothes, so can we just minimize to one instead of two?
Just give me a quick
moment. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you know how when you go to category, you will see women's Ethiopian traditional clothes? You have two sections.
Yeah.
So shall we minimize it in one instead of two?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's click in kids collection.
Kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you see in the kids collection, the first thing you will see like the kids with a black dress, but like 3-4 kids together. Next to that, it's not post. I mean, you don't have the picture yet, so you have to get one of the kids' t-shirt the dress there. It's empty.
Which dress?
We do have it there. The one in. You like when you go, I can send you another one if you want to. I can send more, but you do have like when you scroll down, you have the kids, like it says, Habesha Hagar lips for boys. You have two when you scroll down.
Just give
so
me a break.
We can.
Let me just fix it now.
Okay.
Yeah, can you please come again?
Okay. We're in the kids' collection, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where it says Habesha, next to the kids' boy Habesha dress,
mm-hmm.
If you scroll down, you will see the kids' picture. I also send you another, like, two kids together. So either you can put that picture or you can put one of this picture, and then we can remove this one because that's empty. Actually, if I can be able to load, you guys allow me now, give me access whenever, like at least next week, whatever, I can add those pictures. So, but it's empty right now. That's why we should add on it. We should add something. And then next to that, you will see Ethiopian flag kids sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says Ethiopian flag pull over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the one says pull over, the picture where it says kids sweatshirt, that should be in the other side, and then that needs to be removed. And I will send you the sweatshirt for the kids sweatshirt, the same color. We can load that there because this is devil face. It's been there.
Once you send me the picture, then we can replace it with that.
Okay. Okay, and then if you scroll down where the kids stuff at the end, you'll see the sleeveless ankle length dress, the yellow dress is there. That should be removed because that's not kids, that's adult.
So where this will go? Where this ankle length dress will go?
That needs to be moved out because it's adult dress, not a kids dress.
In which section do you want it to remove this?
This? I believe you have it in the ladies. I mean, if we have the women's, I was hoping you have it there, but I can go and check if we have it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Kids. Hold on. It's loading. No. If you can click in the women's section,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to see this dress. If not, we can add it there.
Yes, it's there.
Okay, so you just remove it. That's all you have to do. And then the more I have more dress, I can be able to, it will give me, right, a chance in the site. I can be able to create more pictures in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we go down in the footer where it says home, about us, and shop, whatever,
mm-hmm.
When I go to privacy policy, term and condition, I saw the return policy. But when I go to privacy policy,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's been there, like the about the return, about the refund. Is it supposed to be this the way it should be? I don't understand what it means.
Let me just check the document which I shared with to replace with.
Okay, in the privacy policy, I see the return and refund policy. But in the term and condition,
mm-hmm.
I am seeing the previous, which is the original, whatever, Lauren, whoever it is, that's the thing they have there. So that should be removed and put my information there.
The privacy policy is having your return and
my return and refund,
so
and the term and condition is mm-hmm. It has the original whatever information you guys have. So that needs to be replaced with the privacy policy, and then that needs to be replaced where it says return and refund, right?
Give me a quick moment. Let me check your terms and conditions.
It has the original website stuff information, the dummy one.
Did you send me something for the terms and conditions?
Well, I send you a privacy policy and a return and refund. So I was thinking the privacy policy can be posted in here, term and condition for now maybe. Or in privacy policy, if you put that, the term and condition is, I don't know. I haven't sent you exactly for term and condition. What I send you is like a privacy policy, and I also send you a return and refund. So I was thinking the term and condition should hold the return and refund policy, the term and condition for now. And then the privacy policy, the one I think they should have developed and fix all need to be fixed and should be posted there. So on that privacy policy, they put the return and refund.
Can we just use the one section, the terms and condition, only for the one for the only one page? So I think so once someone clicks on terms and conditions, so they can see the return and refund, the your policies as well. And
yeah,
just
that's what I'm saying. Oh, so let's move the privacy policy. Isn't
yeah.
it important that?
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Terms and conditions will cover everything.
So remove the privacy policy.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be, because privacy policy is very important for the consumer. You know what I mean? For them, they make sure it's they're protected, right? That should be there. But it's up to you.
Let me just check.
Because I was thinking the term and condition, you should put the return and the refund policy. And the privacy policy, you should put the privacy policy.
Give me a quick moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the privacy policy content needs to be on your website.
In term and condition. Term and condition, what section.
Yeah.
And then, the return and refund. And the privacy policy should be in the privacy policy. And hoping, since you said 48 hours, we're going to wait another. This is last week, we should have been done, but we'll wait until maybe Thursday, Wednesday, maybe.
Like the changes.
Everything should be.
I will make sure like your changes will be done till tomorrow, but for the privacy policies, it will take a little time.
Which is Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Yeah.
At least 48 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we finish all this and then you put my email and you're going to send me with the password so I can be able to change my password for myself.
Yeah.
And the my phone number, and you're going to put, and the location, maybe you can just put, you know, TTA collection, whatever, because there is no location where I am. I mean, I'm not going to give my home address, you know what I mean? So can we just do that? And if we finish this, and let's just forward, and at least can we finish it this week or next week? And be able
like
to
always,
wrap up with this?
Yeah, the changes will be done till tomorrow. The content will be with you till Wednesday. So I think we are good after that.
So can we have a meeting Friday? Maybe Friday I'll be free again.
Sure, sure.
So tell me a time. I'll remind you. So I'll call you or you can call me Friday morning.
We can talk on Friday at 12 o'clock BST.
Okay. So all this, the one I told you, need to be changed, right? The one we just, you make a note?
Yes, yeah.
And then I'm expecting, let me see, what did I have here? I'm expecting from you, you're going to send me the email, the business email. We're talking about info at the TTA collection. I'm expecting the kids homepage to be fixed, the privacy policy and time and conditions to be fixed, and the accessory part to be fixed, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send me the link once it's fixed by Wednesday or Thursday. So when we talk Friday, then it will be easy for us to discuss whatever
okay.
we're supposed to do.
Okay.
But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was saying, like, you know, when I go to the Amazon and I tried to create, I created, but I didn't completely finish because it's asking me the tax information, the bank account, which I haven't opened yet, because I want to make sure the website's ready before I open a business account.
Uh-huh.
So you need that, or is this I just will give them once we finish? What is that expected from me for you to wrap up all this website for me?
Let's do it this way. Let me just get this website finished. Once we are done, then you can just create your account and give it out to the Amazon and then provide me with the details. So we will go ahead and integrate that.
Okay. So make sure when you add the T-shirt, you remove that accessory and you put the T-shirt, put a different color, which is the blue color. Don't forget that one, please.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.